The following is a home program on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 11. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on November 9th, 2013, in Tallinn, Estonia.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ye yathamang prapadyante. Tangstataiva bhajam yaham.
Tangstataiva bhajam yaham.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Mama vartmanu vartante.
Manusha parta sarvashaha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As all surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Purport. Everyone is searching for Krishna in the different aspects of his manifestations. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti effulgence and as the all-pervading super soul dwelling within everything, including the particles of atoms. But Krishna is truly realized only by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have him. In the transcendental world also, Krishna reciprocates with his pure devotees in the transcendental attitude just as the devotee wants him. One devotee may want Krishna as Supreme Master, another as his personal friend, another as his son, and still another as his lover. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for him. In the material world, the same reciprocations of feelings are there, and they are equally exchanged by the Lord with the different types of worshippers. The pure devotees, both here and in the transcendental abode, associate with him in person and are able to render personal service to the Lord and thus derive transcendental bliss in his loving service. As for those who are impersonalists and who want to commit spiritual suicide by annihilating the individual existence of a living entity, Krishna helps also by absorbing them into his effulgence. Such impersonalists do not agree to accept the eternal blissful personality of Godhead. Consequently, they cannot relish the bliss of transcendental personal service to the Lord, having extinguished their individuality. Some of them, who are not firmly situated even in the impersonal existence, return to this material field to exhibit their dormant desire for activities. They are not admitted into the spiritual planets, but they are again given a chance to act on the material planets. For those who are fruitive workers, the Lord awards the desired results of their prescribed duties as the Yageshvara, and those who are yogis seeking mystic powers are awarded such powers. In other words, everyone is dependent on success upon his mercy alone, and all kinds of spiritual processes are by different degrees of success on the same path. Unless, therefore, one comes to the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness, all attempts remain imperfect, as stated in Bhagavatam 2.3.10, akama sarvakama va moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purushang param. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotees, or is desirous of all fruit, it results, or is after liberation, one should with all efforts try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadukamunam Shri Gudun Vaishnavam Shcho Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakon Vitam Shcho Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisheshu Shunyavadi Pashtashire Shatarine.
So, this is very important to remember that Krishna is actually behind everything. Krishna is the one who provides everything. As confirmed in the Katha Upanishad, Eko Bahunam Yobidadati Kaman. There is one Supreme who is supplying all the necessities of everyone else.
Есть одна верховная личность Бога, которая поддерживает все нужное для каждого живого существа.
So the point is this: if you neglect Krishna, it's like suicide.
И суть в том, что если ты отвергаешь Кришну, это подобно суициду, самоубийству.
Krishna is providing everything.
Кришна, он все дает людям.
Just like your in your body, your stomach is the supplier of all the energy.
Как, например, в нашем теле желудок он дает, он поддерживает нам нас энергию.
If you stop feeding yourself, what will happen?
Если ты перестаешь кушать, mm-hmm. что будет тогда?
You will die in due course.
Ну, со временем ты просто умрешь.
Someone has to feed themselves, you see.
Поэтому нужно питаться.
If the hand thinks, well, I will enjoy separately from the body.
Если рука думает, о, я буду наслаждаться отдельно от всего тела.
Why should I feed the stomach?
Зачем мне кормить этот желудок?
The stomach just sits there and doesn't do any work. He just enjoys.
Желудок сидит там, ничего не делает, он просто наслаждается.
Why should I feed the stomach? I will just enjoy separately the food.
Зачем я буду кормить этот желудок? Я просто отдельно буду наслаждаться едой.
So can the hand do that?
И сможет ли рука это делать?
Can the hand enjoy separately?
Сможет ли рука отдельно наслаждаться?
Not possible.
Нет, это невозможно.
Actually, there's a story.
Есть одна замечательная
история. That one time the parts of the body.
Однажды все части тела.
They were very angry at the stomach.
Они очень разозлились на желудок.
That rascal stomach, he just sits there and doesn't do any work.
Этот негодяй желудок сидит там, ничего не делает.
Why should we work so hard to feed the stomach?
Зачем нам так тяжело трудиться для того, чтобы накормить его?
So all the bodily parts, they got together and they formed a labor union.
И все части тела собрались и сделали союз.
And they went on strike.
Объединились в союз и решили атаковать его.
Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach.
Не атаковать, они решили забастовку устроить. Все, не кормим желудок.
The stomach is a rascal pig. Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach.
Желудок негодяй свинья, не будем его кормить.
So in this way they were going on with great energy and enthusiasm, chanting their mantra.
И вот так вот они вот с большим энтузиазмом продолжали.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a rascal pig. Don't feed the stomach.
Не корми желудок. Не корми желудок. Желудок негодяй свинья. Не корми желудок.
But by the second day, they're chanting, sort of becoming a little weaker, you see.
И на второй день их воспевания они немножко ослабели.
Don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a rascal pig. Don't feed the stomach.
Не корми желудок. Не корми желудок. Он негодяй, свинья. Не корми желудок.
By the third day, it's like, don't feed the stomach. Don't feed the stomach. I think we better call another meeting of the labor union and call off the strike. You see?
Вот так не корми желудок, а может быть все-таки еще раз соберемся нашей коалицией и сменим забастовку, а?
So in this way, you see, we're very foolishly wanting to not serve Krishna. Why should I serve Krishna? What did he ever do for me? You see, we have this envious, antagonistic attitude. Why should I bow down to Krishna? Why should I chant Hare Krishna? Why should I get up in the morning for Mangal Arati? What's Krishna ever done for me? I mean, it's just gross foolishness. Krishna is doing everything for you at every minute. Every breath of air you're taking is the mercy of Krishna. You would suffocate immediately if it wasn't for Krishna. So we should stop being so stupid, so pig-headed, so ignorant of the fact that Krishna is giving us everything.
Нам нужно перестать быть в этом плане настолько тупыми и по-свински себя вести по отношению к Кришне, потому
and
что
we reciprocate with him.
И нужно иметь с ним отношения.
He's not asking for that much.
Он так много не просит.
He says, "Patram pushpam palam tayam yome bhakti virachati." Just offer me a leaf, a flower, food or water. What is the difficulty?
Он говорит мне, предложи мне листок, цветок, плод, и в чем проблема?
Anybody can offer a little water, a little flower, or some fruit. What's the difficulty? Difficulty is our false pride. That's the difficulty. We're very puffed up. I don't bow down to anybody. It is that false pride mentality which is crippling us. It is that false pride that's keeping us caught up in the cycle of birth and death, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So one should hear from great personalities like Srila Prabhupada and realize how stupid it is to be puffed up. It's like the hand refusing to feed the stomach. It's just completely stupid. It's just like a, you know, an asshole, an ass.
Это как осёл, например.
Completely stupid beast.
Абсолютно глупое животное.
He has no good brain, you see.
У него вообще мозгов нет.
So don't be an asshole, an ass.
Не будьте как осёл.
Be a human being. Realize that God is providing you everything at every minute. And reciprocate with Him. All He wants is a little appreciation. All He wants is a little appreciation. Doesn't He deserve it? Doesn't He deserve to be appreciated? He's giving us everything, isn't it? He's giving us everything. So we should be appreciative. We should come out of the cloud of illusion of thinking, I'm God. We should come out of the little cloud of illusion and come down to reality. I'm just a tiny little speck here in this vast universe, which is the creation of the most amazing personality named Krishna. So instead of trying to act independently in this world, I should try to do what Krishna wants me to do. We should stop trying to be independent. We should start trying to do what does Krishna want us to do, you see. How does Krishna want me to think? How does He want me to speak? How does He want me to act? These things we should be considering. These things we should be meditating on. These things we should be doing because that makes us liberated. We become liberated souls by such thinking, speaking and acting. So instead of remaining lost in the cloud of illusion, we should come into the brilliant sun of Krishna. Krishna can burn away all the fog, all the lust, all the anger, all the greed, all the madness, illusion, and envy. Krishna can get rid of all of them. But you have to just expose yourself to Krishna. Don't lock yourself in your closet away from Krishna. Come out of your closet into the presence of the Lord. Come to the temple as much as possible. Chant Hare Krishna as much as possible. Read Prabhupada's books as much as possible. Engage in devotional service as much as possible, because these activities bring you out of the clouds. They bring you to the spiritual platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. You see, they bring you to the spiritual platform, which is ecstatic. On that spiritual platform, you're equally disposed to everyone, friends and enemy alike. You become joyful in all circumstances. And from there you can enter into the realm called Prema Bhakti. So come to the spiritual platform. Take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. Don't remain a street dog wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Srila Prabhupada explains there are two types of dogs. Sanata and Anata. Sanata means with a master.
Sanata значит то, та, у кого есть хозяин.
Anata means without a master.
Anata значит то, у кого нет хозяина.
Now we don't see many street dogs here in Europe.
У нас особо в Европе нет уличных собак.
But if you go to Vrindavan, they're everywhere.
Но если ты приедешь во Вриндаван, их там куча.
So those street dogs are a pitiful sight.
И вот эти вот уличные собаки, они в очень незавидном положении.
They don't get fed very nicely. They're very lean and thin. They have wounds all over the body where other dogs have bitten them. They have skin disease that makes all their hair fall out. Those pitiful creatures are just walking skeletons. They are the dogs without masters. But if you go to Juhu Beach in Mumbai, and you see the dogs walking with their masters, Juhu Beach, where all the millionaires live, and the movie stars, and the big CEOs, there the dogs are very stout and strong and jolly. They are walking with their masters are walking down the beach, and the dog is walking with them down the beach. So we have to be like those kind of dogs, you see. If I have a guru, and I stick with my guru, then I'm full of energy. I'm full of bliss. I'm full of bhakti shakti. Just like I've stuck with my guru since 1971, when I took, I've always stuck with my guru. I never deviated from my guru.
1971.
Also, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, my beloved wife.
My wife Vishnupriya Devi Dasi.
She sticks very tightly with guru. You see.
Она очень привязана к своему guru.
Therefore, she is full with bhakti shakti.
Поэтому она полна бхакти шакти.
So, if you all you take guru and you stick with guru, you never deviate from guru.
Примите гуру и держитесь его все время.
Then you become full of bliss.
Вы будете полны блаженства.
Full of knowledge.
Полны знаний.
Full of love.
Полны любви.
You become immortal.
Вы станете бессмертны.
You don't die. You never die. You see. You just throw your body away like an old garment. Just like I can take, if this charter gets torn, I can just throw it, you see, no big deal. And get a new charter, it doesn't affect me. So someone who has taken shelter of the bona fide spiritual master, death is nothing. The body is worn out, throw it, I'll get a new one, no problem. You see? It's nothing for a someone who is fixed in the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, such a person is absolutely fearless. So you have to decide what you want to be in your life. Do you want to be a person who is afraid of death? Or do you want to become fearless, realizing your immortality? You make the choice and you act accordingly. And you will get the result of your choice one way or the other, I guarantee you. I hope you will choose Krishna over Maya. That's all I can say. Because I hate to see people suffering in an ignorance. It gives me pain to see people suffering. I don't want to see anybody suffering. I want to see that everybody is a pure devotee of Krishna. So please, you all surrender. That is my request. So now, any questions? Yeah.
What does it mean not to deviate from your spiritual?
Что это значит не отклоняться от своего духовного учителя? What does it mean not to deviate from your spiritual master?
Well, the first thing is you always chant your 16 rounds without fail.
Это значит, как минимум, вы всегда будете читать 16 кругов своих.
And you strictly avoid illicit sex, meeting, intoxication, gambling. That's the foundation. And then whatever personal instructions he's given you, you also carry those out very nicely. And then you're there, you're properly situated.
Тогда вы будете очень хорошо расположены.
Okay, next question. You want to add something, G?
No.
Okay.
That was my question also anyway, but you also mentioned about Krishna says patram pushpam palam doyam. So I'll offer Krishna a little water only. And I'll have a go to the restaurant, I'll eat anything, whatever I like.
So the question is, well, Krishna says you take a little water, so that's great. I have plenty of money, I don't have to give any money, just give a little water. So is that all right?
И вопрос в том, что если, допустим, вы сказали по Трампу, Пампа, Ламтаям, предложи Кришне небольшой плод, листок, цветок. Ну окей, я Кришне предложу немножко воды, а у меня еще осталось денег, я пойду в ресторан и буду что делать.
Money or not? I didn't say money.
I didn't say money.
Okay.
I said that I'll give a little water every day to Krishna just for it, and then I will eat outside, or I get whatever I can get it, I will eat that.
Oh, eating?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get your point. So the question is, I don't need to offer all my food. I can just offer a little water to Krishna and go out and eat at this restaurant or that place and not worry about anything because I offer a little water to Krishna every day like that?
The store I'll go to the store and I'll say, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu.
Oh.
То есть вопрос заключается в том, что, окей, каждый день я предлагаю Кришне немножко воды, но в то же самое время я иду в ресторан, кушаю где попало, или иду в магазин, говорю, там все предложено, все шевишно, и все классно.
One Sankirtan devotee told me that. They said, I just went to the grocery store, and I went, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, offered the whole store, and it's all prasadam now.
Один Sankirtanщик однажды мне сказал, я вот зашел в магазин и сказал здесь вот Шри Вишну, Шри Вишну, и предложил весь магазин, теперь там все просад.
First of all, Шри Вишну was not for offering prasadam.
Ну, во-первых, Шри Вишну не для того, чтобы просад. Это не предлагает.
Шри Вишну, Шри Вишну, Шри Вишну is a mantra from the initiation yagya.
Шри Вишну, Шри Вишну, Шри Вишну это мантра для яги инициации.
That's where it comes from.
Вот откуда она идет.
We chant it in the initiation yajna. Not, it's not for offering prasadam Shri Vishnu. And second of all, whatever you eat, you should offer to Krishna. In the nicest way possible. If you're at home, you should have a nice plate, which is this for Krishna. Some nice little, a plate, nice little dishes. Make a nice plate. Just if a king came to your home, how would you serve him? Give Krishna, get the nicest plate you can, and keep it very, everything very nice paraphernalia. This for Krishna. And cook it very nicely in the best possible way. You see, nice spices, nice fresh vegetables, fruit, whatever you can do according to your budget. Make the nicest possible foods you can for Krishna.
Согласно вашему баджану, сделайте самым лучшим образом, самые лучшие овощи, самые лучшие фрукты, все самое лучшее для Кришны.
So, any other question?
Какие другие вопросы?
Не могли бы вы пояснить, пожалуйста, такую фразу, что служить духовному учителю из жизни в жизнь? Это лучше понять.
Can you please explain this saying that one got to serve spiritual master life after life, birth after birth.
Yes, janme janme prabhu se. You are my lord birth after birth.
Да, janme janme prabhu se, ты мой господь из жизни в жизнь.
That means when you take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation.
Это значит, когда вы принимаете инициацию у духовного учителя.
It's not just for one lifetime.
Это не просто на одну жизнь.
It's forever.
Это навсегда.
So you got to be really careful.
If
you're going to get married to somebody, you think it over 100 times to make sure it's the right decision. That's for one lifetime. So how much more careful you should be about a spiritual master? Because it's for all of eternity, you're a disciple of that person.
But how is happening in next life?
Well, if you probably sit here, there won't be a next birth in the material world.
Если, конечно, вы будете правильно практиковать, то следующей жизни уже не будет.
If you don't become perfect, the spiritual master has to take birth again to deliver you.
И если вы не стали совершенным духовным учителем,
so the spiritual master, so the spiritual master has to be very careful also before he accepts a disciple.
Поэтому духовному учителю ему нужно быть очень осторожным, когда он принимает ученика.
Not only are you implicated, he's also implicated. He's stuck with you also.
Потому что не только вы можете здесь застрять, он тоже может из-за вас здесь застрять.
If you don't make it, he'll take birth. He has to take birth again to deliver you.
Если вы это не сделаете, ему придется рождаться снова.
So the guru-disciple relationship is a very, very serious relationship.
И поэтому отношение гуру-ученика это очень серьезное.
It's a very powerful bond of loving relationship.
Это очень серьезный узел любовных отношений.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Someone takes initiation and carried away by the senses.
Do what with their senses?
Carried away.
Carried away, okay.
By the senses, oh, I will take it gradually. I'll take it gradually. You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it. So because I can serve the spiritual master life after life, maybe I can serve him next lifetime. So this lifetime I'll go gradually.
Is that it? You finished? Okay, translation.
И вот если человек думает, ну я приму процесс постепенно, и что-то я не очень-то хочу торопиться и стараться, может быть, он уже получил инициацию к этому времени, и допустим, и он говорит, я постепенно процесс приму, в следующей жизни я еще встречусь с своим духовным учителем и продолжу.
I'll follow half of the principles. I won't follow all of them because next life I'll take more of the principles.
Я не буду всем принципам следовать. Я половине только буду следовать. В следующей жизни я буду всем следовать.
That means you're not even a human being. You gave your word to the spiritual master at initiation, and now you're not keeping your word. You're not even a human being. You're an animal.
Это значит, что ты просто животное. Значит, ты даже не человеческое существо, потому что ты дал слово своему духовному учителю жить таким образом.
Not you. I'm just making an example.
Я не про вас. Я говорю просто.
You're a great saint. But I'm just making an example. If a person takes the vow of initiation, they don't keep their vow, They're like an animal. They're not even a human being.
Я просто говорю про личности, которые, допустим, приняли инициацию, не следуют. Это просто на самом деле это не человеческое отношение. Это они как животные.
Свинья, осел, верблюд, and what's the other one? Dog is what?
Собака.
Собака? Собака, свинья, верблюд, and осел. They're in that category, yeah.
Вот такие вот ребята.
Next question.
You talked about doing as much as possible as you can. How to understand and how to feel how much I can do for this moment?
You were saying about that doing as much as possible as you can, and how to understand how much I can do for this moment. Right? Вы сказали о том, чтобы мы должны делать как можно больше, настолько, насколько возможно, много в нашей духовной жизни. Как понять, сколько я могу сейчас сделать в своем состоянии?
How much you can do at this moment? How do you find out how much you can do? Well, just try your best.
Как вам понять, насколько возможно, насколько вы можете сделать много сейчас, на этот момент? Вы просто действуете.
Just like I want to cook a feast.
Полностью выкладываетесь.
It's like I want to cook for feast for Krishna. I have 1 hour to do it. How many preps can I make in an hour? Well, how do you find out how many you can make? You just try your best and see how many you can make. You make the sincere endeavor to the best of your ability. And Krishna will give you the intelligence how to understand what are your capacities if you make the sincere endeavor.
Krishna вам даст разум для того, чтобы понять ваши возможности, но вы должны сделать очень искреннюю попытку.
But if you just want to sit around as an armchair speculator,
если вы хотите сидеть как эти самые спекулянтные инвалиды на коляске.
I wonder how much I can do for Krishna.
Сколько я могу сделать для Кришны?
But you don't do anything.
Okay.
Then it's useless. You try your best to do as much as you can for Krishna.
Вы просто делаете настолько, насколько возможно для Кришны. Самое лучшее.
Тейшам саттата юктанам баджатам притти пурвакам дадами будди йогам там йенамам бхапьянти те. Krishna says, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
Кришна говорит, что те, кто постоянно погружены и служат мне с любовью и преданностью, даю им разум для того, как, чтобы он мог прийти ко мне.
You make the sincere endeavor, and then Krishna will give you all intelligence to understand your capacities.
Вы просто делаете свою искреннюю попытку, и Кришна даст вам разум для того, чтобы понять, насколько.
Sincerity is all that is required. Sincerity in action is all that is required.
Искренность и действие — это все, что от вас требуется.
Next question.
И для инициативных преданных тоже это...
Everyone.
Касается.
Everyone.
Это касается всех.
So after initiation, I can chant only more because I have so much to do. I've chant only 4 hours.
И вот после инициации у меня столько дел появляется, я только 4 круга начинаю читать.
Don't take initiation unless you're committed to 16 rounds and find the principle.
Не принимайте инициацию, пока вы точно не будете знать, что вы будете следовать 4.
Don't do it. Don't do it. That's all.
А если я сделал, не делайте.
Therefore, we test you first.
Поэтому вам доверяем.
Поэтому мы вас доверяем. At least for 1 year, you must be able to do it without fail.
И поэтому вы должны это хотя бы год делать без падений.
The guru take gambles on you after you. If you can do it for 1 year, the guru is going to take a gamble on you.
И вот гуру, он с вами в азартную игру поиграет.
Because remember, he has to take birth again if he loses the gamble.
И понимаете, если он проиграет эту игру, то он ему снова рождаться придется.
Next question.
It is not like as much as I can do. If I have taken the vow, then means one has to at least 16 rounds for regulative principle every day.
Absolutely. If you take the vow of diksha, there's no now you're committed. If you can't even do anything else with your life, you have to do that. And if you can't do anything else, you have to do that first.
То есть получается 16 кругов 4 принципа. Да, если вы даже ничего не можете, вы должны это полностью понять. Если вы даже ничего не можете делать в своей жизни, вообще ничего ни на что не способны, но это минимум, который вы должны делать. А как насчет прасада?
Only Krishna prasadam should a devotee take.
Преданный должен принимать только Кришна прасад.
Nothing else.
Ничего другого.
Yeah.
When I was taking initiation from my spiritual master, he was asking us to, when we give a vows, to say minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna mantra. And I heard in Prabhupada's times, devotees was chanting like more than 16 rounds usually, because it was minimum. Srila Prabhupada was asking to chant minimum 16 rounds. So, and I was thinking, yeah, why should I chant 16 rounds? Because it's like minimum. And if my Guru Maharaj will ask me, how was your spiritual life? I chant only 16 rounds. He will say me, and I say, oh, it's like minimum, Guru Maharaj. Can you just tell your opinion about this topic? И вопрос, ну не вопрос, заключается в том, что я говорю, что когда принимали инициацию, Гуру Махарадж просил читать минимум 16 кругов. И в время Шрила Прабхупады тоже все считали минимум, потому что Прабхупада просил 16 кругов как минимум. И я думал, что, ну, Гуру спросит, как твои дела, как твоя духовная жизнь? И я ему скажу, ну, Гуру Махарадж, я читаю 16 кругов минимум, по минимуму духовная жизнь.
Srila Prabhupada was more interested that we engage in preaching activities than he was when we chanted extra rounds.
Srila Prabhupada был больше заинтересован для того, чтобы мы проповедовали больше, чем мы больше читали джапу.
Well, Prabhupada, I'm not doing any preaching, but I'm chanting a lot of extra rounds, you see.
Srila Prabhupada, я не проповедую, но я очень много джапу читаю.
Compared to a devotee who's chanting 16 rounds, he goes all day and distributes books and preaches.
Но, например, по сравнению с тем, что если я, допустим, читаю 16 кругов и весь день проповедую...
Who pleases Prabhupada more? The one who chants extra rounds, the one who chants 16 rounds and distributes books all day?
Кто больше удовлетворит Прабхупаду? Тот, кто распространяет книги, или тот, кто весь день читает джапу?
Prabhupada was more interested in the preaching would be increased more and more than the japa.
Prabhupada был заинтересован в том, чтобы...
Just like Tamal Krishna Goswami asked Prabhupada. On Ekadasi, what about chanting extra rounds on Ekadasi? Prabhupada said, that's for those who are not preaching. So the most important thing is to increase the preaching. One can also increase their chanting, but the increase of the preaching is more important.
Мы можем увеличить свое количество джапы, но если мы, но увеличение нашей проповеди более важно. But it is said also that if we are preaching, we are sharing our like what we have, our bhakti. It means we got to have something to give, you know, and it should overflow from us, you know, that we can give something. If you don't have nothing, you know,
That would be good by the quality of your chanting.
Yeah, и я спрашивал, говорится, что если мы... проповедь — это то, что мы делимся, то есть нашим бхакти. Если у нас нам нечего дать, что мы тогда можем... ну, как бы, с чем мы сможем с людьми поделиться? И Махарадж говорит, что это зависит от качества твоего воспевания.
But chanting doesn't mean only on the beads.
И воспевание — это не значит, ты только на четках читаешь.
Actually, we should chant 24 hours a day. On the beads and off the beads both.
На самом деле мы должны воспевать 24 часа в сутки на четках или без четок.
Prabhupada told some boys to chant 24 hours a day Hare Krishna.
Некоторым преданным Прабхупада говорил, что вы должны воспевать 24 часа в сутки Hare Krishna.
He said you can chant while you're taking bath.
Когда вы принимаете ванну.
You can chant while you're walking down the street.
Когда идете по улице.
You can chant while you're riding in the bus.
Когда в автобусе едете.
You can chant while you're doing something with your hands.
Когда руками что-то делаете.
Easy. We can chant all the one. We should just chant as much as we can all day long.
То есть мы должны воспевать как можно больше весь день.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You don't need beads. You can chant extra without the beads all day long.
Вам четки не нужны. Вы можете воспевать без четок весь день.
Do you chant when you're putting on your dhoti?
Воспеваете ли вы, когда одеваете доти?
You see, you can chant while you're putting on your dhoti or your sari.
Одеваете доти или сари, воспеваете?
You can chant while you're, you know, taking your shower. Hare Krishna, Hare
душу,
Krishna,
душу,
Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
You can chant somebody when you lay down and go to sleep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Rama. Why not chant 24 hours a day as much as possible?
Почему 24 часа в сутки вообще как можно больше не воспевать?
That's it. Not that I've done my 16 and business is finished.
Не то, что я 16 кругов прочитал и все закончил.
So chant extra on the beads and off the beads as much as you can,
читайте,
definitely.
Экстра круги с четками, без четок как можно больше.
But not that in the name of chanting you don't do any preaching work. That's my point.
Не то, чтобы во имя вашего воспевания вы не делаете, не занимаетесь проповедью.
Yeah.
Due to our mental situation, because our mind is very flickering, and we are not able to chant even 16 rounds for properly. So that is the reason if somebody goes out and preach another service, they become more Krishna conscious than extra chanting. We are not Babajis. That's why it said that we should not imitate Haridas Thakur also.
Говорится, что мы, точнее, мы 16 кругов-то толком нормально прочитать не можем, мы выходим там, не прочитав 16 кругов, и проповедуем. Вот, и от этого мы тоже получаем прогресс, потому что говорится, что мы не бабаджи, мы не можем Харидаса Такура имитировать.
But you can chant in the Sankirtan on the way out to your book distribution spot. Yes. Extra round.
Chanting does not mean only japa.
Воспевание не значит просто
джапа. Воспевание. Taking prasadam, distributing books, because you're going to talk directly, you are giving out somebody.
Потому что воспевание это that's не значит только джапа, воспевание значит тоже принять прасада, расписание книг и все остальное.
Except for? Except for what?
Sleeping.
Только за исключением сна.
Prabhupada said everything is kirtan.
Prabhupada говорил, все это kirtan.
He said, you know, reading is kirtan, taking prasadam is kirtan, jai. He said, everything is kirtan except for sleeping, that is waste. So, the point is, you make a first class spiritual revolution here in Estonia. That is kirtan, that is chanting. By your work also, by cleaning the temple, by collecting my working to make money and give money to the temple, this is all different types of chanting.
Но вы должны тоже опять же работать таким образом, что вы моете храм, зарабатываете деньги, отдаете в храм и так далее.
Any other questions?
Еще вопрос?
Besides 16 rounds.
И это помимо 16 кругов.
If one has taken the vow, that is all besides 16 rounds.
Если вы пообещали, то это должно быть за исключением 16 кругов.
Anything else?
It is said that God loves us all, but me personally, I can't understand how can it be that He loves us all if some of us, does live a very unconscious life. And
if one live unconscious life, how He can love such person?
If one lives an unconscious life,
Health, not health. 18% of the human beings are actually do live unconscious lives. That for me, that means that actually God, doesn't manage with them. He has forget about them.
No.
Можешь по-русски сказать?
God hasn't forgotten anyone.
No, if you translate. По-русски скажи, sorry.
Yeah. То есть тебе.
Ну, преданно.
Да, я не понимаю, как может быть, что Бог любит всех нас, если на самом деле большинство населения, как мне кажется, забыты Богом. То есть живут они в невежестве, участвуют в войнах. Ну, не имеют они возможности думать о Боге вообще.
И вот Махарадж отвечает, нет, Бог никого не забыл.
God is not forgotten, they have forgotten. Therefore, Krishna says, "Yada yadahi dharma shaglandir bhavati bharata." Krishna comes again and again to save those people who have forgotten him. He sends his pure devotees also to save them. He comes as Lord Chaitanya. He's come as the Sankirtan movement to save everyone. You think God is callous? He doesn't care. Callous means he doesn't care. Krishna is very concerned to see that everyone should become back to him as soon as possible. Kallus, C-A-L-L-O-U-S. God is not callous.
Он Господь, он не за, он. Да, да, он не жестокий в общем.
He cares about everyone. They're all his children. You think a father doesn't care about his children?
Вы думаете, отец не заботится о своих детях? Думаете, ему не важно, да, что с ним происходит?
But father wouldn't let a child, for example, walk somewhere outside and even.
No, the child runs, so the children run away from home sometimes. Without the parents' permission, they run away from home. And the parents do everything they can to rescue the child. The child hides from the parents. It's a fact. You can't blame the father. It's the child's fault. Just like the mother, she told the little boy, my dear Vladimir, don't touch the fire, it will burn.
Дорогой Владимир, не трогай огонь, тебя обожжет.
She always says, little Vladimir, don't touch the fire, Vladimir, it will burn.
Она вот маленькому Вовочке говорит, пожалуйста, не трогай огонь, а то тебя обожгут.
But one day, when the mother is out of the kitchen,
но однажды, когда мама,
little Vladimir, he sticks his hand, and that fire looks so beautiful, those blue flames.
Красиво, и он протягивает свою руку.
And the mother is out, one day he touches it. You see? Is that the mother's fault? She warned him, don't stick your hand in the fire, it'll burn. You see? Vladimir was a naughty boy. He didn't listen to his mom. He disobeyed his mother and stuck his hand in the fire. Now, his burnt finger is his fault, not his mother's fault. So why are you trying to blame God? You are the blame. You turned away from God. He didn't reject you. You rejected him.
But he is still telling him, come back to me. Are we willing to?
И даже если Господь говорит тебе, возвращайся ко мне, ты сам-то хочешь это?
So now you come back to him.
Ну вот теперь ты возвращайся.
Don't try to blame him for your fallen position.
Не вини его, что такой падший.
You come back to him now.
Ты возвращайся к нему.
Jai. Ask him. I don't know. He might be initiated. I don't know. I don't know who's initiated. How many initiated devotees are here? Oh, okay.
Сколько здесь приняных инициированных?
All right.
Он говорит, я не знаю, ты можешь инициировать.
Okay, very good.
No.
Okay. So, any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
У меня такой вопрос, что вы сказали, что нужно принять прибежище у духовного учителя. Я хочу узнать, что это значит. Помимо того, что мы принимаем инициацию духовного учителя и даем обеты, 16 кругов и 4 принципа, должны ли мы всю свою оставшуюся жизнь согласовывать с духовным учителем? То есть должны ли мы постоянно советоваться с ним, какие жизненные шаги мы должны предпринимать в своей жизни, касающиеся и духовной, и социальной жизни.
You said that we must take shelter of spiritual master, and if we take initiation, besides the four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, is it like this that we got to ask him advices about our spiritual life, social life, and always be around
right? You should always be with your spiritual master at every minute. You must always be with your guru at every minute within your heart. That's a fact. But if you, the spiritual master, your guru will tell you to follow Prabhupada's teaching.
And Mataji was asking that also personal relationships.
That is personal.
Не то что личное общение, а должна ли я по каждому поводу, как кажется кому-то там для мне, которая там вот жизненная какая-то ситуация, я должна звонить и говорить: дорогой Гурудев, можно я буду замуж? Дорогой Гурудев, можно я перееду?
Is it like this that, for example, the question is that, is it like this that something happened in my life and I call to my guru, oh Gurudev, can I marry? Oh Gurudev, can I this? Can I that? Or, you know, like this.
Sometimes. While the spiritual master is present, Prabhupada was very kind to me, I know that. I asked him so many questions. And some he would usually he would answer them. Sometimes if they were too you can say mundane, he'd have another one of his disciples answer them. I asked him some pretty stupid questions when I was a new devotee. I asked him if I could drink water in the kitchen. Which is a pretty stupid question to ask your guru. And he had Sattva Rupa Maharaj answer that question. But after that, I realized I had to ask him better questions, more relevant questions. And those questions he did answer. So don't ask stupid questions. Can I drink water in the Can I drink water in the kitchen? You can ask any devotee those questions. But you should ask relevant questions. You understand your Guru Maharaj is very busy. Whatever you can figure out by talking to your fellow devotees, you do them. And by reading Prabhupada's books, you do them. But what you can't, after doing that, you can't figure it out, then you should approach your spiritual master and ask him. That's about it. Yeah.
It's not only inquiring from the spiritual master, but one has to take, like going to even Vrindavan, one should get the blessing of the spiritual master before they go. So to get the full benefit of Vrindavan or Holy Dham. When one gets married, they should have the blessing of the spiritual master. When they want to have a check kid, they should have a permission.
That's actually stated in Prabhupada's books, that before conceiving a child, you should get the blessings of your spiritual master for conceiving a child, even, Prabhupada said. Not that we feel like having sex or we're going to have a kid, not like that.
Вы должны получить благословение
духовного.
Вы хотите полное благо получить, вы должны это.
If one acts in very much feeling I'm not independent of my guru, I have to be blessed. Any major changes in my life, I should get his permission. That's a very proper move.
Я думаю, что я независим от гуру. Нет, наоборот, любые какие-то изменения в моей жизни, я хочу получить милость гуру, и вы спрашиваете его о благословении.
I'm not bothered. If my disciples ask me such things, I'm not at all bothered by it at all. I'm very happy to have a hands-on relationship with their personal life. I'm very happy to do that.
Если мои ученики меня спрашивают такие вопросы, я очень рад им ответить, потому что это делает меня очень связанным тесными отношениями, и мне очень интересно знать.
Not that I just give diksha and now forget about you. No.
То, что я дикшу тебе даю, и забыл о тебе вообще.
Every disciple of mine is a very dear child of mine.
Каждый мой ученик это мой очень дорогой ребенок.
And I want to personally see that every one of my disciples is very happy and properly situated in Krishna consciousness.
Я очень хочу увидеть лично, чтобы мой ученик, каждый из них был очень хорошо установлен в сознании Кришны и был счастлив.
Prabhupada did that for us.
Prabhupada это с нами делал.
Even if the husband and wife are having fights, Prabhupada would be a mediator to make, bring the husband and wife together sometimes.
Иногда, если жена и муж они между друг другом спорили, дрались, то Шупрапада был посередине, иногда мирил.
That's how much he was involved in seeing that his disciples were happy.
Настолько он был задействован в том, чтобы он хотел видеть, просто чтобы его ученики были счастливы.
Yeah.
Если невозможно спросить у духовного учителя напрямую, да? Если у духовного учителя там тысячи учеников и он не отвечает на письма, то каким способом я могу получить благословение от духовного учителя?
If it's not possible to ask spiritual master directly because, for example, he have thousands and thousands of disciples and he don't answer the letters, how can I get his blessing?
Well, by following his instructions.
Следуя его наставлениям.
And any guru who has many disciples like that, he should have a system of like a counselor system where you can talk to your appointed his appointed representative.
Любой гуру, у кого есть тысячи учеников, у него должна быть кураторская система для того, чтобы были старшие ученики, которые позаботятся о его учениках.
There should be a system like that.
Должна быть подобная система.
Not that he's just completely cut off now, you know.
Не то, что он просто сейчас отрезан и все.
You should be somebody that you, one of his representatives that you can consult to get proper guidance. But and Prabhupada personally, even though the movement was getting pretty big when I joined, Prabhupada told me I could always write him in any urgent matters I had. I could always write him directly.
Но Прабхупада, когда я присоединился, наше движение очень довольно-таки большое уже к этому времени было, и Прабхупада все равно сказал мне, если у тебя есть какая-то важная вещь спросить, обращайся
к нему. That's I'm going to keep that policy with my disciples. They're always all my disciples are welcome to write me if there's any urgent matter.
И эту политику я буду все время соблюдать со своими учениками. Если что-то они хотят спросить важное, они.
Prabhupada did that for me, so how I cannot do that for my disciples? That wouldn't make any sense for me.
Как я могу не делать это со своими учениками? Это
Any other questions?
Also the question about Maharaj. I'm very far actually from having a Maharaj yet, but anyway,
spiritual master.
Yes. If to imagine that the person I have like felt I have to choose, actually is he's very busy. And
big,
busy, and he has a lot of pupils, I would say disciples, right? So I really don't dare to, and I wouldn't dare to go to him and ask to be my spiritual master, because I feel now I'm a bit confused. If I would imagine that, for example, the year or two will pass, I will be following all the principles. I would be a nice disciple to ask him to be my spiritual master. I really don't dare, because I can't imagine how he can be my spiritual master, and what is the use of that if I can meet him really actually one time in a year? It's in the best case one time in a year, maybe even less.
Speak for us.
That. Ну, допустим,
what's the question?
How to be if I really don't dare to ask him to be my spiritual master?
Well, you can go through his representatives.
В общем, суть в том, что я бы, честно говоря, вот даже вот я буду пару лет следовать всем регулирующим.
You can just work. If you work with your local temple authority, they will write a recommendation letter and send it to him, and he can say yes or no on the basis of that letter. You wouldn't have to even approach him personally if you didn't want to. You approach your local authority, and if they recommend you, then he can say yes or no to them, and then you'll sit in the yagya after them.
Я хочу быть его учеником и так далее. Но суть то, Махарадж говорит, ну тогда вы просто спросите своих авторитетов, если бы они дали вам рекомендацию, они даст вам рекомендацию.
Prabhupada didn't ask his Guru Maharaj for initiation.
Prabhupada не спрашивал своего Гуру Махараджа инициацию.
He was recommended by the local leaders.
Его рекомендовали местные лидеры, которые были.
You just get recommended by your local leaders, that's sufficient.
Вы можете просто быть рекомендованы.
You tell them you want initiation.
Старшими преданными.
And they will recommend you.
Спросите их, что вы хотите инициацию.
If they see that you're ready.
И если они будут видеть, что вы готовы.
Yeah.
So back to this question about the consulting system of the Maharaj who have thousands of pupils. If you take shelter of this consultant, if he a representative of your Guru Maharaj and you have to follow all his instructions, like your life and soul, and this is like Maharaj speaking with you from this consultant.
What's the question?
So again, question about the spiritual master who have thousands of disciples.
Yeah.
Is it like this that, for example, he have this consulting system, right?
Yeah.
And this representative of your Guru Maharaj, is it like this that, for example, you got to follow instruction of this representative as your life and soul?
And
I will translate.
It's not the same as the Guru, no.
I need to translate.
Yeah.
Вопрос в том, что если, допустим, есть представитель вашего гуру, и должны ли вы следовать его наставлениям, как вашего, просто вот так же, как наставление своего гуру, если он дал вам наставление. Он говорит...
It's different.
Это немножко по-другому.
If there's any confusion, you should find a way to directly ask the spiritual master.
Если, допустим, у вас есть какие-то противоречия, то вы должны напрямую обратиться к духовному учителю все равно.
That's what I would do if I was in such a situation.
Это то, что бы я бы сделал, если бы я был в той подобной ситуации.
Actually, when I joined ISKCON,
когда я присоединился к ISKCON,
everyone could directly write Prabhupada.
Все могли написать Прабхупаде напрямую.
But then there was a new policy that only you could only consult your temple president and the sannyasis and the GBCs, and they would be the only ones you could talk to Prabhupada.
И потом вот выпустили такой закон, что вы должны консультироваться со своим президентом храма, саньяси, джибиси, только тогда вы можете как-то...
But I wasn't comfortable with them.
Но я вот не обращал на это внимания особенно.
So I took a chance.
Я просто попытался.
I sent a letter to Prabhupada. I did not put my name on the return address.
Я отослал Прабхупаде письмо и написал свое имя на обратном адресе.
I took a chance to get a...
Что?
Не написал.
Ну, я сказал, не написал.
I violated the system. There was a counselor system. Prabhupada had a counselor system. Yes, he did. No, don't shake your head, no. He did. The GBC, the temple president, they were like the counselors on behalf of Prabhupada. And we were supposed to consult them and not Prabhupada directly. But I took a chance. And I did it anyway. I consulted Prabhupada directly. I could have gotten chastised very heavily. But I wanted that contact directly with Prabhupada. And Prabhupada wrote me a letter. He gave me permission. If I had an urgent need, I could contact him directly. So I recommend the same thing to other disciples of other gurus who have counselor systems. If you have an urgent need, then your counselor doesn't satisfy you.
Если ваш, допустим, куратор не удовлетворил ваш вопрос,
you find a way to somehow or other, by crook or by crook, to get a direct answer from your spiritual master.
Так или иначе, каким-то образом вы должны, например,
even if you have to fly to India,
если вам в Индию прилететь даже,
and personally talk to him at the end of his Bhagavatam class.
И просто лично говорить с ним в конце его лекции по
Бхагаватам. If you're very determined, Krishna will help you.
Если вы очень целеустремлены, то Кришна поможет вам.
So this main question is about like marrying, having a baby is like only about you and your guru.
Так получается, вот эти вот главные вопросы о том, что я жениться хочу или ребенка, то это между вами и гуру, так?
Go to the counselors for routine things.
Правда, эти вот повседневные вещи вы идите.
What can you do? If it's too, if he's too busy to directly answer, you have to go through his representative.
Идите к нему представителю.
What can you do? There's no what else can you do. But if it was me, I would be very aggressive and I would get a direct answer.
Но если бы это был я, я был бы очень, как сказать, агрессивен, потому что получить прямой ответ.
That was my style, and Prabhupada authorized me to do it.
Это был мой стиль, Прабхупада разрешил мне
так. Anything else?
Еще что-то?
How much it would be relevant for what you did will be relevant for everybody else.
And that's up to them.
Было бы приемлемо то, что вы сделали, насколько было бы приемлемо по отношению к другим.
That's up to them.
Это дело каждого.
How aggressive they are.
Насколько они агрессивны.
It was me, I would definitely if I wasn't satisfied with the counselor, I would definitely want an answer directly from the spiritual. But I can tell you this. I did it for some time, I directly wrote Prabhupada, but after a while I didn't need to write him anymore. Because I learned how to get guidance, I learned how to get the proper answers from my GBC.
Я научился получать прямые ответы, особенно от своих GBC.
I became satisfied gradually but with the answers I got from GBC, especially.
Я на GBC самом деле был удовлетворен ответами, которые я получал от GBC.
Because they were, Prabhupada picked the very mature men to be the GBCs, and I found that by consulting my GBC, I was satisfied I didn't need to write Prabhupada anymore.
Потому что Шрила Прабхупада подобрал очень квалифицированных людей для того, чтобы очень опытных людей для того, чтобы быть GBC. И когда я писал им, они мне отвечали такие ответы, что я был очень удовлетворен, и мне не приходилось писать Прабхупаде больше.
Any other questions?
Еще вопросы?
Yeah. Some misunderstood about this, the important questions. What questions can I ask to my guru, and what questions with some consultant?
So what is important questions? Which questions should I ask to my guru, and which questions I ask to
That's up to your need, on your own personal need.
И я не поняла, в чем заключается вот эта важность? Что значит важность? Какие вопросы должны задавать куратор, какие вопросы должны задавать гуру?
When you become mature in your consciousness,
когда вы станете опытным в сознании Кришны,
you can immediately understand what your guru wants without even having to ask him.
Вы можете понять, что ваш гуру от вас хочет, не даже не спрашивая его.
You see? Spiritual master. The spiritual master is in the heart of his fully surrendered disciple.
Духовный учитель, он в сердце полностью предавшегося его ученика.
So when you're neophyte, you need to ask him this and this and this and this.
Если вы неофит, вам это и то еще надо спрашивать.
But as you become mature in Krishna consciousness, you can immediately understand what your Guru Maharaj wants. Just by your sincerity, he revealed it to you.
Если вы в сознании Кришны, вам сразу понятно, что ваш Гурдев от вас хочет, потому что вы очень искренне.
Anything else? Everyone satisfied now? Okay, we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.